If you will take your Bibles, turn to Hebrews chapter number 13. We'll be taking some of our reading from there and then throughout the Bible. I do ask you to be much in prayer for us this morning, that God just clear my mind and help me as we get into God's Word. And I'm not going to confirm nor deny whether we've ever been in the Scripture or maybe even on this topic before, because I have preached this before. I don't know if it was here or somewhere else, and it really doesn't matter because y'all don't know what I preached last Sunday. I could ask you right now, and half of you wouldn't have any clue what I preached last Sunday. And before you rack your brain thinking too much, you have already forgotten that Kirk preached last Sunday. I didn't preach anything last Sunday. So that just proves the point. I'm going to preach, and if you've heard it before, you know what? You've heard Amazing Grace 1,000 times, and it still blesses your heart. Let the Word of God speak to you. You know, sometimes we get to where we think that, well, preachers preached that before. Well, you know what? I've eaten pintos 100 times, and I'll still take another bite of them today. Food is food. If it gives you nourishment, it gives you strength, go on with it, because I promise you, for the longevity that I plan on being at Fellowship Baptist Church, you're going to hear me preach the same message a couple of times. It'll be all right, because you've forgotten it. It doesn't matter. Let the Word of God speak to you. I plan on being here a long time, by the way. Hebrews chapter number 13 is where we're going to be taking our reading from. We're going to read one verse here in this scripture. Let's go to the Lord in word of prayer and just ask Him to bless us this morning. Lord, we thank You and we praise You for this day, and God, I just want to thank You for this opportunity that we have to be in Your house. God, I want to thank You for everyone that's gathered here today. God, for our first-time visitors, for some that has been here a couple of times, and then for the faithful, God, I thank You and I praise You for them. God, I pray, dear Father, while we're here, that we'll listen for Your voice, God, that we'll let Your Word speak to us, knowing that it's not about who we are or what we've done, but it's all about You, and may You get all the glory. God, I pray most of all for anyone here today that's lost. God, I pray that they'll hear that small, still voice, that they'll get that small measure of faith, God, and they'll step out and accept You before it's everlasting too late. God, I pray that You'll help us as we preach Your Word this morning. God, I pray, dear Father, that You'll help me physically, help me mentally. God, I pray that You'll just help me to preach in power, not about me, but that Your Holy Spirit may speak to someone's heart. And all these things we ask in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen. Hebrews chapter number 13. We're going to focus on one verse here, and I want you to notice how that right in the middle of this scripture, there's a verse that kind of jumps out at me. It's a verse that sometimes we may have taken it for granted, and a verse that maybe we've used here and there and never just really said and thought about what this verse says in it. And it hits right in the middle of the scripture, and it kind of seems out of place. But I promise you, as we focus on this verse of scripture this morning, that you'll realize that this verse of scripture has a whole lot more meaning in it than maybe what we could even see right here in Hebrews chapter number 13. Look at verse number 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Man, this is a verse of scripture that I've quoted so many times in my life, and so many times just talking to people, I say, you don't have to worry about God changing, because He has told us in His Word that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And just as we were talking earlier about the election on Tuesday, and we don't know what's going to take place and how it can flip and turn, I promise you that Jesus is going to be the same Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, as He is right now. I know that in my life that I have said, and even Alan said something about it in Sunday school this morning, it would be great if we could see God do the miracles today that He done in the Bible, and how it would increase people's faith, and how that we maybe more people would trust in Him. Well, guess what? God is not what's changed. It is us that has changed, because He has told us, He says, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. And maybe you're in a position where Eli was talking about, that you feel yourself that you have drawn away from God, that you're not as close to God as you should be, or you're not trusting in God as you should be. Again, God is not the problem. If anything has changed in your relationship with God this morning, it is us that has changed. It is us that has taken our eyes off of Him. It is us that has moved away from Him. God said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. And as we look at this verse of Scripture this morning, I want us to look at those three times, these three events maybe in our lives that God is talking about here, yesterday, today, and forever. You know, so many times we look at those three things, and we look at our past, we look at our present, and we look at our future, and we sometimes have questions about all three. We have questions about things that have happened to us in our past. We have questions of what's going to happen to us in our future, and even sometimes what we're walking in right now, we question and we don't know what God's doing or why we're walking in the place that we're walking. But I want to show you some things about yesterday and today and forever that God's Word teaches us, that will give us comfort, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. First of all, I want us to talk about forever. You know, forever is one of those things that we don't completely understand because we've never been there. We have never been in the forever. We have never been to tomorrow. And how many times, even in my Christian life, have I said that I don't know what tomorrow holds, but guess what, church? I know who holds tomorrow. I know that God is already in my future, that God already knows where I'm going to walk tomorrow, that God already knows what's going to take place in my life tomorrow. And no matter what happens in my life, whether it be tragedy or whether it be something wonderful in my life, no matter what happens in my tomorrow, that God is not surprised by the events that take place in my tomorrow. Sometimes it's a surprise to me. Sometimes it's a, oh man, what happened? Or sometimes it might even be tragedy that strikes in my life. But I promise you that God is not sitting on the throne, and when it takes place in your life, he goes, oh, I didn't see that coming. God knows what's going to take place in your life tomorrow. He's already there. He's already waiting for you. He is already preparing a way for you. He is already there and knows what's going to take place in your tomorrow. But look, not only in tomorrow, not only in what may happen on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, and I hope that we're finding a way to trust God with our Mondays, our Tuesdays, and our Wednesdays, but more than that, I want to talk about forever. He said, I am the same yesterday and today and forever. I'm glad that standing here this morning, and as you sit there in that pew this morning, I'm glad that God has my forever. He told us in John chapter number 14, he said, look what he said in John chapter number 14, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. See, there's so many things about the forever that we don't understand. As I'm with families and their loved ones have just passed away, or maybe their family is in a place to where they have someone that is sick, and it's so hard for us to let go of our loved ones because we don't know what's in our forever. If we would be honest, every one of us here this morning, there is somewhat of, you'd say, well, as a Christian, I don't fear death. You know what, I'm not afraid to die because I know where I'm going, but the act of dying kind of scares me just a little bit because you know why? I have never been there. That's nowhere that I've ever walked before. You know, I like to deer hunt. And as I go deer hunting, I think I may have told y'all this before, my brother tormented me as we were little. I was scared of absolutely everything, and guess what? Some of it is still scary to me. And even walking in the woods in the morning when it's still dark and things are popping and cracking and all that, you can't see what's out there. It's kind of unknown. Even though I have seen it in the daylight before, when I go to walking in those woods and I've got pictures of coyotes and different things on my camera, I'm wondering what's going on in these woods around me. And because it's unknown, look, I had a great uncle that told me, and even in his 50s, that when he got to the tree stand in the mornings, he would get up one step on his tree stand and take a kick back just to be sure there wasn't nobody behind him. I'm kind of in the same boat. You know, I'm not scared of the dark. It's what's in the dark that kind of scares me just a little bit. But that unknown is kind of scary. And you know what? Even when it comes to time for us to die as Christians, it's kind of scary when you think about it. But I'm glad that God has told me. He says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And if we believe in Jesus Christ, then we have nothing to be afraid of when it comes to death. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I'm glad that I can trust God with my forever. Jesus said, I am the same yesterday and today and forever. And my forever is taken care of because of Jesus Christ. I don't have to worry about getting to forever, and Jesus saying, oh, you don't understand. We changed the rules. You don't understand this or this or that. Or, you know, my future is kind of, I tell my wife all the time, I said, the only thing I can figure out is I'm going to work till they put me 6 foot under, because we're not able to prepare for kids' colleges and all those kinds of things, or maybe we have chosen to do other things instead of prepare. But as you go forward, sometimes the future, you get there and you go, whoa, man, but I'm glad that at the age of 7 years old, I prepared for my forever. I'm glad that Jesus Christ gave his life on a cross for me, that I could be prepared for my forever, and no matter what, No matter what goes on in my life, when I stand before God and my name is written there in the Lamb's Book of Life, it doesn't matter about anything else, that I know that my forever is taken care of. Listen, church, I want to run something by you right quick while we're talking about your forever. You know, we put so much importance on the things that are happening here on this earth, about whether we got this position at work. There's nothing wrong with working. There's nothing wrong with trying to make some money and take care of your family. But this should be sure that the priority stays where it needs to be. Because you know what? I have never stood with someone that is about to take their last breath. I've never stood with a family when their family is fixing to take their last breath, and I ever had anybody look at me and say, I wish that I had spent more time at work. I've never had anybody say, I wished that I had more money. I wish that I had this or had that. They're always saying, I wish I'd spent more time with my family. I wish I'd spent more time giving my life unto God. I wish I'd spent more time getting my priorities where they should be. This morning, I'm glad that my forever is taken care of, that God is not going to change the rules on me. I can trust in Him for my forever. He said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. So now that we got forever taken care of, what about today? Sometimes today can be scary. Sometimes today can be troublesome. But now I want to also go ahead and say this, because we look so many times at the burdens and the troubles and the trials and how that Jesus is carrying us through those. But I want you to know also that sometimes life is wonderful, that God has blessed us so far and beyond what we even deserve, and that God has been so good to us. And sometimes the only thing that we do is focus on the bad, the bad, the bad. But this morning, let's speak just a little bit of life. Let's look and see how good God has been to us, how He's blessed us with health when we don't deserve it, how He's been there for us when we didn't deserve Him to be there for us, how He's given us grace and mercy when He shouldn't have given us grace and mercy, how He's taken care of us and provided safety, took care of our kids, all of those wonderful things that God has done. I'm glad that God's got me in my today also. Isaiah chapter number 41, verse number 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I'm glad that God's got me. He's holding me in my today. Yes, I know He has my forever. I trusted Him with my forever when I was 7 years old, and there's no doubt in my mind that He has my forever. But God's got you today also. He's holding you today. He's blessing you today. He's there with you today, no matter what comes your way. Good, bad, ugly, it doesn't matter. God's got you, and He will hold you. He will take care of you. Isaiah 41, verse number 13, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. You know what? You see that middle part of that verse? It says, I will hold thy right hand. There are so many times, I love my girls. My son don't do this anymore. My son is independent, and he knows more than daddy, and he's stronger than daddy, so he thinks, but he's not. So my son don't do this. My son is trying to become very independent, and that's what he should do. He's getting into that boy manhood thing. I don't know what it is. But anyway, but my girls, anytime that danger comes, and actually I would be a little bit concerned if my son did this, but anytime that danger comes, we get in a parking lot, and a car begins to go backwards. And I say, girls, watch out. You all know what happens? I feel two little hands go in my hands. They know that daddy's got them. Any kind of danger that comes on, I say, girls, come here just a minute. Give me your hands. And sometimes just because they want to feel close to me, sometimes just because they want to feel my love, sometimes just because they want me to pay a little attention to them, you know what? I'll be walking along just doing nothing, and I'll feel two little hands go into my hands because they want to be with daddy. Well, guess what? God, our Father, is the same way. He says, I'm holding your right hand. And He says, fear not, I will help thee. Whether it be in danger or whether we just need to feel close to God, God is waiting, saying, just put your hand in my hand. I'll hold your hand. I'll take care of you. I'll be there for you. No matter what's going on, whether it be danger in your life or whether it be questions in your life or whether it be in a place, I just need to feel God's love. I need to feel close to Him. He says, I will hold thy right hand. Only thing we got to do is reach out and take it. He says in Hebrews chapter number 13, verse number 5, at the end of the verse, look what it says. At the very end of that verse, He says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. You know, there are a lot of people in this world that says, look, I'm always going to be there for you. I will absolutely, no matter what, I got your back. But have you ever had a really good friend that you thought had your back no matter what? And then one little circumstance in life happened, and all of a sudden that friend's gone. All of a sudden you can't find them. I have. I've had people that I thought would be there for me no matter what, and because one little circumstance came along, and it was something small, it was something that should have not affected the friendship whatsoever, but because of that circumstance, they turned around, they walked away from me, now they won't even talk to me. I want to tell you this morning that I'm glad that God said, I'm a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He said, I'll be there for you always. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll go with you all the way even into the end of the world. God's got my forever, but I'm also glad that God's got my tomorrow and that God's got my today. As we continue in this verse of Scripture, we're kind of working backwards. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. My forever's taken care of. I can see how that's taken care of through the cross. My today is taken care of. I can see how that's taken care of through the promises that God has given me in His Word, that He'll be there for me. He'll hold me with His right hand. But what about yesterday? You know, my wife, I love her so dearly. Y'all know what that means, don't you? I love her so much. She is the best thing that has ever happened to me. I love how some of you, as soon as I say that, y'all all look to her and say, okay, how bad is the doghouse going to be he's getting ready to get into? Might be pretty bad this time. I love my wife so much. Let's give her a hand. Amen. Amen. I love my wife so much, she won't even look at me. It's dangerous. God, I feel like you've given this to me. Touch my wife. Amen. So as I love my wife so much, and she is so special to me, there was times in our... Do you know when you get in an argument with your spouse that you know exactly how to push their buttons? You know exactly what you can say to trip them? I know how to trip her. If I want the argument to go from a discussion to an argument, I know exactly what to say. And so do you. That's the reason you're smiling so big right now. You know exactly what to say. And used to, when Autumn and I were really young and we had some arguments, we don't argue no more. But when we had some arguments when we were really young, God forgive me for lying, she really doesn't do this anymore. We had several discussions about this. But she could look at me, and I was in the middle of an argument, and I'd say, honey, you shouldn't have said that. And that's the way I argue. I say honey and sugar, and again, God forgive me for lying. But I'd say, you shouldn't say that. Don't say that. And she'd look at me, and she'd say, well, I already did. There's nothing I can do about it now. Oh, and that would make me so mad. I was like, what do you mean? That's no excuse. You can't just say that and say, well, I already did. There's no. You can say, okay, I shouldn't have said that. But no, it was always, I already did. I can't do anything about it now. And you know what? That's the way we look at our yesterday sometimes. We look at our yesterday as this is things that I've already done. This is things that I can't do anything about. This is things that they're in my past, and some of them haunt me. Some of them, they drive me crazy. Some of them, they wear me out spiritually. Has anybody else got things in your past that the devil likes to bring to you and say, look right here. I remember when you did this. I remember when you did that. Why didn't you do this if you're such a Christian? And the devil does his best to wear you out with your past sometimes. And I believe it's where a verse of Scripture comes into play in Luke chapter number 9 and verse number 62. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. I think it's really important, and God wants us to plow going forward and not looking back on our past. But you know what? It's hard not to look back sometimes when you got that old rascal, the devil, bringing stuff to you saying, look, I remember when you did this. Everybody down at that church, they think you're spiritual, but I knew what you were before you met God. I knew what you did last week. Even though you're supposed to be saved, I know how you messed up. I know your life. And the devil will bring that past to you, and you'll look and say, man, those things are in my past, and there's absolutely nothing I can do about it. Anybody ever had that thought? I got regrets in my life, and there's no way that I can change it. There's no way that I can do anything about it. And you know what? You're almost like 95% right, because there is pretty much nothing that you can do about it. There's things in my past that I wished I hadn't done, that I hadn't said, that I hadn't participated in, that I hadn't been there and done that. But there's absolutely physically nothing that I can do about it. But see, I think it's so important that Christ, in His Word, put this verse of Scripture.
Because it says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. In all three places of time, he says, I'm the same. So he's got my forever taken care of. He's prepared a place for me. He's got my today taken care of by holding me. And I want you to know something, that no, I'm not able to go back in my past. I don't have a time machine where I can go back and change some things. I don't have a way that I can go back and change some choices that I made and erase those things from my past. But I want to tell you something, that Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, he has the ability to walk right back into my past. He has the ability to go back and make amends where I can't make amends. But more than any of that, he has the ability to walk back into my past, to erase some things that I've done in my past, to forgive me from them, and to wipe them out of my life, that he never ever remembers them against me again. So I'm glad that this Jesus Christ that says, I'm the same in your forever, I'm the same in your today, I'm glad that he can also go back in my yesterday, because there's absolutely nothing that I can do about my yesterday. And I'm so sick and tired of the devil coming to me and saying, I remember. Don't you remember? You did. Yeah, the devil, he may remember, but I'm glad this morning that when I stand before God and he looks and my name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and he looks upon my life and he sees the blood of his darling son, knowing that I've asked forgiveness of my sin, I'm glad that Jesus Christ has walked back into my past. He's walked back when I've done the things that I shouldn't have done, when I've said the things that I shouldn't have said. He's walked back into my past, and he has erased those things out of my life, and I no longer will ever be accountable for those things, because they are under the blood this morning. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Here's what I'm going to ask you. You're trusting Jesus Christ with your forever through his salvation on the cross, through him being crucified on the cross and raising again the third day. You're trusting him today with your today, that he's holding you, that he's strengthening you. Ain't it about time that we give him our past? Ain't it about time that we say, devil, you're not going to be successful against me anymore with that. You're not going to remind me of that. And when you do, I'm going to claim the blood of Jesus Christ. Because you want to know something? There's absolutely nothing that Satan can do with the blood of Jesus Christ. There's absolutely nothing that he can do when you come to him and say, that's been forgiven, that's been forgotten, and I'm no longer accountable for that. Those things are washed away through the blood of Jesus Christ. It's about time that we give Jesus Christ our past and say, I'm trusting you for my past. I can't change my past. I can't take back my past. I can't forget my past. But you want to know something? Jesus Christ has already forgiven my past, and he's already forgotten my past. You know what? For some reason, people like to tell things that you've done before you were saved. Look, I don't know a lot of y'all personally, but every now and again, I'll bump into somebody at town that says, ain't you preaching over at Fellowship? I say, yes, sir, I am. Or yes, ma'am, most time it's a sir. I sure am. Is so-and-so still going to church over there? Yes, they are. Well, I knew them before they were saved. Did you know about this, this, and that? And no, I didn't know that. And some of it, it's not that big of a deal. It's funny stories a whole lot of times. Somebody wanting to remember your past. You know what? A lot of people here on this earth are never going to forget your past, forget who you were. But aren't you glad that Jesus Christ said your past is gone? I don't remember that against you no more. That's no longer an issue to me. That's no longer something that I'm going to hold you accountable for, because wherever you were at the day that you accepted Jesus Christ, that very moment, your past was forgiven. The Bible says it was cast as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered against you again. I might go to Danny and say, hey, Danny, I remember that time that you done so-and-so. And Danny might remember it, but Christ does not remember it. God does not remember it. Hannah, if you will, come get us an invitational hymn this morning. I want to ask you this morning, maybe you're here and you've trusted Christ with your forever. The Bible says that Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Maybe you've trusted him with your forever. Maybe you're trusting him today to hold you. But maybe there's just some things in your past that are wearing you out. Why didn't I do this? Why didn't I do that? Hey, let's just get a little specific. Why did my marriage fail? Why did I not raise my kids in church? Why did I participate in this when I shouldn't have participated in that? Why did I do this, or why didn't I do this? And the devil will come to you and he will wire you slap out to where, here's his goal, to make you ineffective as a Christian. to make you ineffective as a witness, to make you to where you don't have the joy down deep in your heart. That's what he knows he can't have your soul, but if he can steal your testimony and steal your witness, then maybe you'll keep someone else. He'll keep someone else from coming to know Jesus Christ. I want to ask you this morning, you're trusting God with your forever, you're trusting Him with your today. I want to ask you, are you trusting Him with your yesterday? Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. If He can't take care of your yesterday, then He can't take care of your forever or your today. Because if one word of this Bible is not true, then the whole thing's not true. We might as well take it all and say, here it is. I don't have any trust in it. He says, I am the same Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Christians, are we here this morning and we're letting yesterday take us out of the game? We're letting yesterday haunt us. We're letting, because something bad happened in my life, we're letting us, hey, Eli had to get enough strength this morning to come up here and say, look, this happened. I moved away from God. Now look, some of you, you're not going to forget it. Not that you're holding it against Him, but you'll not forget that. But you know what? God can walk right back into your yesterday like He did Eli's and say, here, I'm going to bring you right back to me. That's all He wants to do, is to mend that relationship, heal that relationship. You might be here this morning, there might be something in your past that's haunting you. There might be something that the devil comes to you and says, look, you cannot be effective for God because of this. Let me tell you one time, the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. God will walk right back into your yesterday. He'll forgive you of anything in your yesterday. He'll wash it away, and you'll no longer be guilty in the sight of God. If you're here this morning, you're a Christian, and there's something in your yesterday that's wiring you out, won't you come and talk to God and say, God, I know you got my forever. God, I know you got me today, but God, I need some help with yesterday. Because I can't do anything about it, God, I need you to walk into my yesterday. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Preacher, I'm here. I know that I'm saved. I know that I know Jesus Christ. But there's some things in my yesterday that are haunting me. There's some things in my yesterday that the devil uses against me, and it's keeping me from being what I feel God wants me to be. Would you just pray for me? Just slip up your hand. Hands all over the congregation. You're not alone. There's hands all over the congregation, in the balcony. God sees all of those hands. God bless those hands. Maybe you're here and you don't know Jesus Christ is your personal Savior. You might be sitting here saying, well, preacher, you don't know what all I've done. You don't know the actions that I've took in my life. I don't know that God can forgive me. I want to tell you something. I don't care what you've done, and neither does God. He said, I'll walk into your yesterday and I'll forgive you for it. He said, I'll walk into your yesterday and I'll wash you white as snow. If you're here and you've never been saved, you've never asked Jesus Christ to come into your life, would you just slip up your hand and let me pray for you? That's all I'll do, is I'll just pray for you. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for this day, God. We thank you for this opportunity to be in your house. And God, as we stand to our feet in just a moment and they sing, God, I pray that we as Christians, God, if we've realized that there's things in our yesterday that's haunting us, that's keeping us from being fully effective for you, God, let us come talk to you about it. Let us come and be reminded that you've got our forever, that you've got our today, and God, that you're going to walk right into our yesterday and that you have taken care of those things. God, I do pray for this one here that's lost, that didn't have the courage to raise their hand, God, that you'll just continue to draw them. In Jesus' name that I pray, amen. If you stand to your feet this morning, Hannah's going to sing. Look, if you raised your hand and said, preacher, pray for me, I want you to know God's already spoke to your heart. It's not me. Come on and talk to Him about it. There's something in your yesterday that's haunting you. Come and talk to you. Because here's the good thing about it. He says, I've already forgiven you for it. It's time for you to forgive yourself for it and get on with it. If you need to talk to God, this altar's open. Come on.
Just as I am and waiting not to rid my soul of want or blot to just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within, without, oh Lamb of God.
Amen. Thank you for your attendance, for your attention. You always know if you're around this altar and we start dismissed, you stay there till God gets done and you get done talking to God. Thank you for your being here this morning. Thank you for your prayers. I trust as we go through our coming days that we'll always continue to trust God with our forever. We'll trust Him with our today. And when that rascal, the devil, comes and tries to remind you of your past, I seen a t-shirt one time. When the devil reminds you of your past, remind him of his future. He's going to be bound up and cast into the bottomless pit. Thank you for being here this morning. I hope you have a good week. Look for an opportunity to tell someone else about Jesus Christ.